Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 28th day of July, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is the jab the mark? We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shemai, and welcome to the program. Cumri Ambith. We are in the question and answer mode, meaning everybody will be muted upon entering into the room for discussion until such time as you indicate to me you wish to speak. And then you will be put into a queue, and everybody in the queue will be answered in the order that they entered the queue. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is altogether with no spaces. The Daily Mail page is the tab at the website if you want to see the latest headline news as far as what I've gathered. And since we are at the end of the age, and in our discussion about the Mark of the Beast and how it relates to what's going on, to the French cousins, our French cousins over there, and I took French in high school. Of course, that was over 50 years ago, so you're talking half a century. So I wrote a little thing out here in French to try to pay a tribute to our Frenchmen, our cousins in France, les Français. And again, when... you know, when you don't live in France, you're not going to pronounce it the same way everybody does over there. Just like when I struggle with my Welsh or Spanish or even the Greek and Hebrew, okay? People, don't get bent out of shape and triggered by stuff like that, okay? I grew up in Pennsylvania, an Amish country, and there were areas in Pennsylvania where you could go and had a hard time understanding what people were saying. And we all lived in the same state, in the same country, where English is spoken. Okay, so if somebody's making an attempt, you don't want to put them down. All right? Now, I'm saying that because I'm obviously going to butcher this compared to somebody that actually lives in France. But I'll guarantee you, if you go from northern France to southern France to central France, you're going to hear different dialects, just like we have here in the United States. And sometimes those dialects are so far different, just as in Germany. If you go from the north to the south in central Germany, the dialect is quite different. And so even somebody from northern Germany speaking German, somebody in the south will say, well, you didn't pronounce that right. You see what I'm saying? So anyway, when I make a poor attempt here, but I wanted to do this because the Republican Guard in France is setting an example for our people in this latter days. And again, as we talk about the Mark of the Beast and some of the verses here in the book of Revelation, you'll see why I want to pay tribute to these guys. So basically in English, I wanted to say to the brave men of the Republican Guard, I salute you for your courage and for taking a stand against a demonic tyrant. Bravo. Pour les hommes courageux de la garde républicaine, je vous salue pour votre courage et de prendre position contre un tyran démonique. Bravo. Okay, again, did I say it like a Frenchman would say it? Obviously not, but that's close enough. So anyway, that's my little tribute to our French comrades over there, because the Republican Guard in mass resigned. Instead of, Ella, thank you very much. Ella said it sounded okay. She speaks French. I know that. But anyway, the Republican Guard took a stand against the tyrannical Jew, Macron, who's the head bureaucrat in France who thinks he's a dictator. And they took a stand against him, and they resigned rather than follow his dictatorial program over this whole nonsense with the insanity over COVID. And guest 1488 says it sounds like Greek. Well, for those of us who study foreign languages, French and Greek are like night and day different. So, for instance, in Greek, if you want to say, I am the one, as Yahweh said to Moses, he said, ego eimi haon, in the Greek, in the ancient Greek anyway. So that's not Hebrew, but that's what the Septuagint put in there for what he said. Ego eimi haon, I am the one and only, haon. Okay, so we have a lot of similarities in our languages. Oh, okay, thanks, 1488. He said he was just being humorous. I know that. Everybody on this channel, typically everybody on this channel has the right attitude, okay? Just like when we bring up any of the controversial subjects that we often talk about, whether it's the patriarchal family, whether it's circumcision, whether it's the shape of the earth, whatever, the right attitude is, everything is open for discussion. There is no such thing as censorship amongst Jacob Israel. It just doesn't happen, okay? So if you are of the mindset that you think you can censor somebody, then you don't belong here. That's the short and sweet of it, okay? If you believe that you have the right to censor somebody because they don't agree with you or whatever, then you don't belong here. Okay, so we're going to cover the basic thing of tonight about whether the jab is the mark or not. Then we're going to go into just current events and open up the phone lines if anybody wants to join in. But before we do that, I would ask you to hold off until we get through these verses. I have about 2, 4, 6, 7 verses in Revelation we want to cover, some of them in more detail than others. But we're going to start out in Revelation chapter 13, verse 17. Now, this is the Apostolic Bible Polyglot, which is based on, I take it back. This is actually the King James with the Strong's numbers inserted. I'm not sure why I did that. Normally, I have the Apostolic Bible, but it'll suffice for here. So, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, so, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, so we're going to do a little word study in here. First of all, in the King James, they use the word man, and it's actually the Greek Strong's 5100, and that word is actually tis, T-I-S, tis. It doesn't even mean man. A proper translation would have been no person, no one. It doesn't have any gender to it whatsoever. It's a, it just says part of speech is a pronoun, and doesn't even have if it's masculine or feminine. Okay, but the point of it is, man, typically in these translations, they didn't use the right word. So it says no man might buy or sell. It should have just said no person. Might buy. Okay, now the word buy is agorazo, and it means to be in the marketplace, to attend it, to do business there, buy or sell, or of idle people to haunt the market and lounge there. So all three of those are under this one English word to buy. And then, of course, the word sell is poleo, and it means to barter or sell. Quite simple, all right? And it comes from another word, palamai, and that means to be busy or to trade. So again, the concept here is that you're in the marketplace. Okay? Again, the English doesn't say that. It just says buy or sell. So they're making it sound like, in the English translations, they're making it sound like you're not going to be able to buy or sell at all. Well, that's ludicrous. Okay, you can barter, you can trade, you could have gold or silver, you could have Bitcoin, you could have all kinds of things. You could be in a location, and some people within the states are talking about state currency. I know for a fact many years ago, states of this union had representatives checking out the process of creating their own state currency. You got to remember, we're 50 sovereign countries. We call ourselves states, but we could have easily called ourselves countries. We formed a union of 50 individual sovereign states to form a nation. All right, we did that in agreement. We formed a contract under the Constitution so that anybody holding a federal office made sure they damn well knew what our God-given rights were. And at no time was the federal agencies to be sovereign over the states. At no time. Okay, so this whole nonsensical thing that just because the Fed say something, we have to agree with it, is bullshit. And that's why I paid tribute to the French, because the French guard said, basically, Macron, you Jewish piece of shit, you're not worth dying for. Hallelujah. You see, some places people are taking a stand. So again, we get in here and it just says no one might buy or sell in the marketplace. Who owns the marketplaces? Yeah, the beast. You can see them already setting up to where if you don't show you've put this poison in your body, you're not going to be allowed into the Jewish-run organizations such as Costco or Walmart or Kmart or Home Depot or Lowe's. Okay? So the Jewish bankers are pushing you and I out. But then again, didn't our father say, come out of Babylon? So our father is saying, well, my children are pretty stubborn. They're also pretty lazy. They like to wait to the very last minute. I've been telling them to get out of Babylon for I don't know how long. So I'm going to make it a little easier for them. The beast is going to push you out. Unless, of course, you want to put that crap in your body. So again, Revelation 13, 17 is talking that you're not going to be able to go to market in the beast system unless you have the mark. Now, the mark is a Greek word, 5480, karagma, a stamp or an imprinted mark. Of the mark stamped on the forehead or the right hand as in a badge of the followers of the Antichrist. Now that's a modern day translation. The mark branded upon horses. Oh, the mark. Okay, so something visible, like in a face diaper. You think? So, mark branded, a thing carved, sculpture, or a graven work, an idolatrous images. So, karagma, 5480 is that word right there. So you can take all those meanings and you can put that into the context of this verse. So again, you and I are pushed out of the marketplace unless we have the mark, which is typically, what are we seeing now? The face covering is a type of a mark. Or the name of the beast. Okay, so it says or. So you could have the mark, you could show up with your face diaper, even though it's killing you, it's causing bacterial pneumonia and all kinds of other problems, dental problems, everything else, but it is a sign of servitude. So they want the beast wants to see that. Or the name of the beast. So the name, 3686. That comes from Anama, which is universally of proper names. So the name of the beast, proper name, could it be United States of America, all caps, corporation? The name is used for everything which the name covers, everything the thought or feeling of which is aroused in the mind by mentioning, hearing, remembering the name. Well, when somebody says the feds are going to put you in jail, charge you, blah, 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 steal your money, send the IRS, that's kind of what this is talking about here. The name is used for everything which the name covers. So when people say the United States Corporation, all caps, so you either have the mark, the face diaper, or the name of the beast, and the beast is always a government. It's always representative of a government. That comes from Strong's 2342, and 2342 is Therion, an animal. Number two, a wild animal, wild beast. Number three, metaphorically, a brutal, bestial man, savage, ferocious. Would anybody care to challenge the idea that these adjectives would describe the way the government and the medical mafia is running today? As a brutal, bestial man, savage, and ferocious? They want you to murder your children. They want your children to wear these damn masks, knowing full well what they'll do. So is that a beast? Oh, hell yeah, it's a beast. So now, you can't go to the marketplace unless you have the diaper or proof of the jab or you have the name of the beast. In other words, you are a member of the beast system or the number of his name. Now, that's arithmus, which is numbers. And again, name is the same thing. And what's the number of the name, the number of his name? Or the number representing the name of the beast? Yeah, your Social Security number. Okay, up till now, it's been voluntary most of the time. However, look at how they did it. You say, when you go get a job, ever since I left high school, every time I went to get a job, you don't have to give your Social Security number. It's just that we're not going to hire you. Do you see how that works? So there. This is how Jews perform sorcery with words, okay? You can perform sorcery with the managing and manipulation of words and meanings of words, and that's exactly what they do. Oh, we're honoring the Privacy Act. I believe it was of 1974, Privacy Act, that said that we will not be saddled with a common numeric identifier, which is exactly what the Social Security number is. And that would not be used for identification. They'll say, well, no, we're not using it for identification. But every piece of paper you sign will have it on there. How's that not using it for identification? Okay? Well, we're not forcing you to put it on paper or whatever. It's just that we're not going to hire you. We're not going to let you get up a savings account or a checking account. We're not going to let you buy a house. Not going to let you get a driver's license or operate a car on the road. So pretty much everything you want to do, you have to have that number, the number of his name. We were led into this over decades. Now it's coming to fruition right in front of your face. This is all coming to pass right now. I hope you understand that. That's why it is so important that you be an overcomer. Don't fall for the bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Revelation chapter 13, verse 17 makes it very clear. It doesn't mean that we can't survive. Oh, we can survive. We can overcome. If we put our minds to it, we can do anything we want. They have no authority over us. You have to give it to them. Satan and his kids have no justification nor authority to do harm to you. That's why they need you to acquiesce. Remember the story about Lot. Okay? Satan wanted to do grievous harm to Lot. And he was told, you will not harm him. You can deceive him, but you can't outright harm him. Remember that story? So they have to get you through deception, which is what the Jews do. They make war by deception, just like they did in the days of Lot. Okay, Satan's kids do just like the old man. He has the right to deceive you. And you have the right to tell him to go pack sand. Get lost. All right? Now, Satan isn't going to let us play in his sandbox if we don't obey. That's what this verse is talking about. But that doesn't mean we can't create our own sandboxes and come up with a currency outside of theirs. All right? Just like Buckminster Fuller that we quote all the time, he says, you don't change things by fighting the existing system. You create a new system that makes the old system obsolete. Be as wise as the serpents, but as innocent as the dove. How did the serpents do it? They coerced us and deceived us into a banking system that they control. Okay? So that says that we can do the exact same thing. We can create our own ecosystem and structured government and financial system outside of their purview. I remember years ago going to different rallies and things like that, patriot groups that were meeting in different locations. And many of the vendors that came to these events dealt in silver. Okay, so what they set up was a booth that when you entered the grounds, you could convert your worthless Federal Reserve notes, which are just worthless pieces of paper, you could convert that into real money, meaning gold or silver, typically silver, and then purchase whatever you wanted to purchase at the event in silver. And then on your way home, you would convert what was left over back into cash if you wanted to. But the beautiful thing of it was nobody could touch the vendors for regulation of them or taxing them because they don't own gold and silver. That was Yahweh's gift to us. That's why they don't want you using it. Okay? Think about this stuff. Now we're going to go to Revelation 14:9, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Okay? So again, we're going to go through and look at the mark. We just talked about that is karagma. Okay? Now, the word forehead here is not in the Greek. It actually is the space between your eyes, which is exactly where what? The pineal gland sits. Your third eye. They call it your third eye. Okay? So they're trying to get us to worship the beast, which means give obedience to it. The Greek word here in for worship is 4352. I did not write that definition down, but you can check it out yourself if you have eSword or Blue Letter Bible, which is online. Any of those are excellent tools to do word searches. But you can look up the word worship, and it's basically the Greek word is talking about when in the days of ancient Greece, when you went to visit a neighboring empire, you would typically get on your knees and bend over towards the ground to pay homage to the monarch. Okay, that's a form of worship. It's also a form of worship if you give obedience to the beast, which is what? Government. If you're following government's instructions on what to do with your children, then you're worshiping the beast. Okay? That's exactly what you're doing. Okay? Oh, and the word forehead, like I said, is the Greek 3359. And it's metapon, and meta means between, so metapon is a space between the eyes. And sometimes it's translated forehead as if the entire forehead, but it's particularly talking about the space between the eyes. Again, right where your third eye sits. So it says, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead, receive his mark. Now, we talked about the mark is not necessarily always of something that's visible. It can be used to describe idolatrous images. Okay? Again, things in your head or in his hand. Now, the word hand here is from the Greek 5495, which is care. English equivalent is CHEIR. But nowhere in the definition of this is the word hand. And yet they put it receiving the spark in the forehead or in his hand. And yet care means the following: by the help or agency of anyone, by means of anyone. That's weird. Figuratively applied to Yahweh God, symbolizing his might, activity, or power, as in creating the universe, in upholding and preserving, in punishing, or in determining and controlling the destinies of men. So, wait a minute. What's that? We're in his hand. They're saying that you're going to have this image, this representation of this beast in your mind, controlling your mind, and in your care, CHEIR, in other words, in the place of the Almighty. So you've replaced, again, what's Antichrist? Okay? It's anti-Father Yahweh. So it's telling you again, if you understand the Greek language, it's telling you closer to what you should be looking out for. People get hung up on the English translation as if that's the only one that we can use. I'm sorry, but the English translations are shitty. All right? I've got so many English translated Bibles on my shelf, hard copies, and electronic versions. I probably have over 100 of them. Not a single one of them can I rely on to be 100% right. Not a single one of them. First of all, I haven't found an English Bible that gets the Genesis story right yet on what Eve did in the garden. Not one. And yet people are going to still call me and stomp up and down that, oh, the King James is God's word to us. Really? Then why is it so full of holes? Why didn't they translate the Greek the way it should have been, where it makes a hell of a lot more sense than the English does? A hell of a lot more. And there's people that like the King James. That's fine. Go ahead. But if you don't do the word searches to figure out what the hell's going on, you're lost. I'm just telling you, you are. You're going to be sitting there scratching your head. How come this doesn't make sense? Just like this jab and the Social Security number and the way the government has built this corral around you by the under the direction of these Antichrist Jews, and they are slowly getting ready to close the corral door on you. We're in it. You're in the latter days. You are in what everybody's been looking forward to for thousands of years, which is what? Yahweh bringing this to an end. The death, the torture, the pedophilia, the degeneracy, the organ harvesting, the enslavement, the sex slave trade, all of these demonic Jewish funded travesties against mankind. Because it's coming out that they are literally behind it all. All you have to do is follow the money. A lot of people say, well, how do you know that, Dan? Because all you got to do is follow the money. That's all. It's not rocket science. If you have any ability to do any kind of research, you'll find following the money will always lead you to a hook-nosed Jew. Now, some of them don't have the hook nose, but Jew anyway. Zionist, Talmudic, Antichrist, demonic Jew. Every time. Now, sometimes there are crypto Jews hiding, like the Pelosi's of the world, trying to tell us that she's a Catholic. Really? Or who's that one? Oh, Fauci. Fauci says, well, I'm Italian. You're only Italian, Fauci, because your family came from Italy. You're still a kike. You're a Jew. You're just a Jew that came out of Italy. Just like the mob, the Russian mob that came to the United States, came out of the Ukraine and other areas of Russia. They're no more Russian than the man in the moon. They're Jews who came here from Russia. But since their kinsmen own the media, they're referring to them as Russian mob. And if you have any doubt about that, go read the book, The Red Mafia, by Robert Friedman, who is himself a Jew, where he says that Russian mob is a euphemism for the Jewish mob. Okay, that's his words, not mine. And it fits perfectly. Perfectly. So again, as my dad used to say, you can't argue with success. Meaning, when you get it right, when you translate it right, when you get the right point of view of what's going on in the world, everything starts to fit together. The puzzle comes together. It's beautiful. Now, we go to Revelation 15, and in verse 2, I picked that one out. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. Now, a sea of glass, transparent, mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast. So, wait a minute. Them that had gotten victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of Yahweh God. So, wait a minute. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass, mingled with fire. Where are we called fire? Well, that's right, Obadiah. Obadiah says that Jacob Israel will become a flame and a fire. And that we will have victory over the Edomites and that they will be exterminated. That's funny. Now, Obadiah doesn't say that we're all going to run around and they're going to be able to lop our heads off and put us in camps and all that bullshit. That's what they want you to think. Whereas Obadiah and Revelation 15 here makes it sound like there's overcomers. Now, are there a lot of our brethren out here that are going to succumb to the mark of the beast and the face diapering and the jabbing and all that? Sure there are. Sure there are. And are they going to pay a grievous price for doing that? Sure they are. And some are even going to give up their lives for it. Okay? But that doesn't mean we all are. Okay? Guess 1488 says Dan, that a nuclear blast can turn sand into glass. Yeah, that's true, but I believe it's symbolic. I believe it's symbolic. Revelation 16, verse 2, and the first went and poured out his vial, talking about the angels, upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. So again, who's behind the grievous things going on? Who is behind it? Our Father. Because Aren't they, isn't he the one that the angelos, the angels, the messengers, that they answer to? They sure as hell do. I wanted to look up something here real quick, so bear with me. Okay, now here, when it says sores upon the men which had the mark, now this text does use the right word. It uses the Greek word 444, which is anthropos, which is a Greek word that combines anthro, meaning a male, and pos, being the shortened form of like our word phosphorus, and meaning to glow or to show. So anthropos in the Greek is referring to Adamic men, our people. So again, this verse is going back to chapter 15 and tying it together that there is a vial poured out, which is happening right now, and there is a noisome and grievous sore upon our Adamic kinfolk who have taken upon the mark and worshiping of the image of the beast, the government. Are our people suffering? I got news for you. Over the last 2 days, I've been contacted by a lot of people who know personally people that are severely impacted by this serum that they're pushing on us, severely. Okay? And not just, as this thing says, noisome and grievous sores, we're talking death. I told you about my brother's best friend, my nephew's best friend. I heard from my ex, and we've lost two or three of my classmates who were in fine health recently. And yes, they got the serum put in their bodies. Okay. And I was told by one of the people I know that they had recently gone to a restaurant, and the lady sitting next to them was talking about losing her mother to the vaccine. She said they won't put it on the death certificate. She goes, but I know it was mom dying from that vaccine. And so this lady asked her, she goes, well, what did the family do? If you knew this killed your mom, surely you guys didn't get it. Oh, no, we got it because before she died, we wanted to go to the hospital to be with her. So we all got it. Do you see what I'm saying? This is how the beast gets you into these corners, okay? By making these ridiculous rules so that you'll succumb. What you should be doing is in mass going down to the people that run these hospitals and dragging them out of their homes and beating them in the streets. And if they've killed relatives, then put them on trial, a citizen's grand jury, and if they're found guilty of murder, hang them. This is what should happen. This is what happened when men were men. Okay? These people are committing murder when they do stuff like this. All right? They have no jurisdiction and no right to do that. But that is also why I will not go to a hospital. I will not even go to a clinic today. I don't go to an eye doctor and I don't go to the dentist. I'm not going to, because I'm not going to put myself in harm's way. Because once you get inside those doors, they think they own you. Now, if you have enough guts, just like when my son went in for emergency surgery, they tried to tell me I had to do this, this, and this. And it took a while pushing back before I finally got the meeting with all of the doctors and the chief surgeon that was in charge of my son, before I got them all in the same room with the hospital administrators, and I basically read them the riot act, that they didn't care about my son and his health. They cared more about following protocol. And who sets the protocol within the hospitals? Yeah, the same Zionist communist pukes Yeah, same ones, the same devils. And so all they got to do is change the policy. Oh, well, yeah, we love your family member in here, and we really want to do well. But, you know, you can't come in here without our jab. Yeah, you want to protect everybody, don't you? You see how it works? And even though there are agencies now admitting that all of this COVID insanity is all because they changed the name of the flu to coronavirus. That's all they did. Even though in medical textbooks, coronavirus has been in there for many decades. But we don't use it, you see, in our vernacular. Instead, we called it the flu. So all of these brain dead, ballless wonders walking around with diapers on their face, all these Jews had to do was put propaganda out and call it COVID or Corona instead of the flu, and our people went nuts. It's the same goddamn thing. Unbelievable how stupid we are. Unbelievable what we will do to ourselves and our family members, all because of our ignorance and our lack of faith and our lack of doing due diligence. It's unbelievable. All right, so the angels who work for Yahweh Father are putting out vials containing grievous things. Well, you put a vial out with a syringe and yeah, you get a jab. And it's doing what? Noisome and grievous sores upon them. Yeah, sure enough is. Now, Obadiah says there's a remnant of us that become a flame and a fire, and we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to sharpen our swords for the day when Yahweh gives us the green light, and these sons of bitches are going to go down. And that's kind of what Revelation 19 is talking about, and we're going to go ahead and look at verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. Ooh. Can you say John Hagee, Kenneth Copeland, Jimmy Swaggart, and on and on and on and on, Billy Graham, all the rest of them, Joel Osteen, that wrought miracles before him with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image? These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with sulfur or brimstone. So, Revelation 19 is telling us that this governmental system, world governmental system, governments of men instead of Yahweh being our king and our lawgiver, these men who want to lord over us and lie to us, they will be gathered up with the false prophets, which is the corporate churches, like the Roman Catholic Church, and they will be cast into the lake of fire. So the trilateral, which is the leg, financial leg, is in London, the military leg's in Washington, D.C., and the religious leg is in the Vatican. The three legs of this beast system are going to be crushed as people begin to realize that they are indeed antichrists. They're part of this world governance that will enslave mankind, not for the benefit of people, obviously, but to enslave and torture and to continue this absolute insanity that we have going on today, only much worse. But again, remember, if you trust the Father, you worship the Father, you focus on the Father, and being a good servant, or a doulos, which is the Greek word for a bondsman, somebody who voluntarily or even involuntary is under another person's authority. Today we use the word slave, but the way it's used is not the way the ancient word meant it. It meant that you're just under somebody else's authority. You and I, ladies and gentlemen, are doulos to our Father Yahweh. We are bondservants to him. Hopefully, you did it voluntarily, because that's what he wants. But you are the same as the bondservant in the 2,000 years ago when these verses were written. Our Father is going to watch out for his children. You have no faith if you think that the Antichrist is just going to march in here and force all this stuff upon you. That's what he wants you to think, because you have to give in. You have to turn your back on your Heavenly Father and your commitment to him and to yourself and to your family. I saw a little short video put out by this young lady, and I think I was able to save it. It's a little short thing if you haven't seen it, but she was just basically saying, where are the men today? Where the hell are the men? We need the men to become lions again. And the title of her little short video was that there are five things men were meant to do. Five things. Fight, build, lead, conquer, and explore. Those are our jobs, not women. That's our job, to fight, to build, to lead, to conquer, and to explore. But to do that, you have to be a lion. You can't be a cream puff, snowflake, bun-wearing, makeup-wearing snowflake cuck that a lot of our males have become, because they have no adult male supervision. They've been raised in an effeminate world by a bunch of Jewish nonsense in the school system and in the churches and on television and everything controlled by this beast, these Antichrist whores. It's coming to pass right in front of your eyes. You should be happy, because it means that we can look up, because the redemption he promised us isn't very far away. Now, remember, the beast, the dragon, his anger will be quite high, which is why they're exposing themselves right now, because they're paranoid as hell, and they're upset because they're running out of time. People are starting to, just like the Republican Guard in France, when they told that Jewish piece of shit Macron, you're not worth dying for, and they left. That's what Yahweh wants to see. Stop worshiping and serving the beast, and the beast shrivels up and dies. The beast must have your voluntary compliance. Revelation 20, verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and the judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. Now, this word beheaded doesn't necessarily mean what you're thinking. For the witness of Yahshua, and for the word of Yahweh God, and which had not worshipped, and had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. Again, care. And they lived and reigned with the Messiah 1,000 years. Now, again, you got to go back to Obadiah, verse 18, Ezekiel chapter 25, verse 14, the book of Malachi, chapter 4, and in other places. We are his sons and daughters. We are here to reign now. And a lot of people say, well, Dan, John makes it sound like we're supposed to be die a martyr's death. Well, you can think that if you want. But let me ask you something. Why is it only John that you're reading? there are other men, as I just mentioned, Obadiah, Ezekiel, Malachi, and many other places, where it doesn't talk about us having to lose our heads to conquer this effing beast. All we have to do is stop being so damn selfish. All we have to do is stop being such, well, let's say it the way it's meant to be, such pussies. Oh, Dan, I might lose my retirement. I got a nice house and a nice car, and if I fight the beast, they'll take that away from me. Well, then take your place with the Antichrist and get thrown into that damn lake of fire. Not only that, what price are you paying for all this material bullshit that you're so worried about? Do you realize the price you're going to pay for that? And let me again, I don't like to... My brother's best friend is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I never got to meet him in person, but he and I communicated via email for over a year, because he had just moved down here to Florida, and he was a veteran, and I'm a veteran, so we had that in common. He is a patriot, etc. So we exchanged lots of emails. So I got to know him a little bit through that and by some of the things he posted. Okay? Strong, patriotic man. Healthy. Played golf 3-4 times a week. Okay? But he got the jab. Now, to his credit, he did it because, again, like the people with their mom in the hospital, he thought he was doing his wife a favor. Folks, you can't acquiesce to Satan on any issue. It will bite you in the ass. So now he goes out fishing less than a week ago and has a heart attack. So now, let's say, I don't know this is his thoughts, but let's just say for sake of argument that his thought was, well, I'll go along with this to help my wife and I'll be able to keep my car and my nice house I just got, and I'll be able to live out my happy years in retirement down in sunny Florida. All that's gone now. Every bit of it is gone. And his bride is now a widow. It's all gone. You see, folks, you can't take any of this shit with you, all right? None of this material stuff goes with you. There is no U-Haul truck going to heaven, to the hereafter. You're not going to take any of it with you. Why would you put this crap in your body thinking that somehow the beast is going to let you alone? I don't get it. I don't get why anybody would trust anything these assholes are saying. Now, for me, I like to keep things simple. Again, you can do whatever you want to do, but I keep things simple. For me, it's very simple. And I choose to work this out between me and the Father. Like I said, do I need to have my eyes looked at? Yeah, I do, but I'm not going to do it. I'll suffer with my vision not quite up to par, but it's good enough I can get around, because I'm not going to go to an eye doctor. And could I use a trip to the dentist? Yeah, probably could, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to struggle to get through everything naturally as best I can. That's just my commitment to myself, to my Heavenly Father, and to my countrymen, that I'm not going to cave into these assholes until I can find somebody that's got some sense that I trust. Then maybe I would go see them. I also will not allow them on my property to stick anything in my arm. That's a hill I will die on, as they say. That's a hill I will die on. I'm not going to allow them on my property to confiscate my weapons. That's a hill I will die on. It's as simple as that. You just figure out what is the hills that you're willing to die on? And then stick to your guns. If enough people did that, the New World Order would vaporize. It all depends on the acquiescence of the fools running around with the dirty diapers on their face and running and getting in line to put an experimental toxic serum into their body that is going to do harm to them and could possibly kill them. You want to talk about ridiculous. And where are the preachers, the so-called shepherds watching over their sheep? They're leading them to the slaughter, exactly as the prophets told us at the end of the age would happen. Deaf and dumb dogs leading the congregations to the slaughter instead of sounding the alarm and giving them good advice. They're actually jumping in there. And right along with the whores and prostitutes behind the pulpit are the whores and the prostitutes in the medical mafia and the whores and the prostitutes within the bureaucracies of government. And certainly, we've known for a long time that the major news media are all whores. They've been whores for so long. I don't think anybody alive today has ever seen a time when we actually had true journalism in the mainstream. Not in our lifetime. Nope. Okay? So again, these people have sold themselves out. Now you got, I think all 50 governors are now on the side of putting the jab in you, right? Well, they've sold themselves out then. I don't know if they were threatened or bribed or what, but all of a sudden, all kind of people are coming out. Oh, yeah, you're probably like that piece of shit, Mitch McConnell. What a piece of shit. And the rest of those turds in Washington. Oh, yeah, it's your civic duty. And that vice president whore that's up there pretending to be vice president anyway, just like the mental midget that's pretending to be president. It's all falling apart. It's all falling apart. I don't know what anybody would believe any of these idiots about anything, let alone your health. Besides that, who do you think the father is going to hold responsible for that body that you're walking around in? Do you think he's going to allow you to throw the blame on these retards that come on the television and come and speak at these events and things? Do you think he's going to let you sit there and go, well, you know, yeah, I had a pretty healthy body, but you know, Anthony Fauci, he told me I should do it. Then Governor DeSantis, you know, he said it was the civic thing to do. Well, what did the Holy Spirit tell you? Well, I don't listen to the Holy Spirit because, you know, the Holy Spirit's that little small voice, and I've got this big loud voice coming across my flat screens telling me what to do. That one's real easy to follow because they're screaming at me where to hear that Holy Spirit, I kind of got to get in a quiet place, and I'm too busy to take time out, go to a quiet place. You know, I got a job, and I've got children, and, you know, Mama, I got to give her some time and attention, and, you know how it is, Yahweh. Can you imagine how that conversation is going to go? Can you imagine the look in his eyes when you hand him that line of bullshit? Thinking that he's going to somehow let you get by with that line of crap as an excuse. I'm telling you, I am just amazed with all the information we've got today about this experimental crap, and yet people are still putting it in them. I just don't get it. I really don't. I've even had family who are on the liberal side, somewhat feminist even, contact me within the last 2 days, and they are pissed off. It's like they're finally starting to wake up. I mean, if the Republican Guard in France can wake up and my exes can wake up, then anybody can wake up. Okay? Because they're now beginning to realize that these people really, truly are psychopaths. and have no empathy for you or your children or anybody on this earth. They are pure, 100% psychopaths. You could also call them sociopaths. It's the same thing. Virtually the same thing. Meaning they just don't care about mankind. They really don't. They have no empathy. That means they don't care who they hurt. That's how come they can rape a child. They can bleed a child and drink its blood. They can consume or eat the flesh of the sacrificial victims. These people are monsters. And you think you owe them your allegiance? What you owe them is a pitchfork and a hanging rope. That's what you owe them. Pitchforks and a rope to hang them with. And that day's coming, as Obadiah said, when the green light goes out for the sons and daughters of Yahweh to take up arms and go hunt these sons of bitches down. What a glorious day that will be. Instead of these idiots being paraded around like they know what they're talking about, they will be paraded around in white linen garbs with their hands tied behind their backs being led to the gallows, because that's what they deserve. And I know there's some people out there saying, well, Dan, you know, they might do that to you. Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of mites that could happen out there. You might get hit by a car tomorrow. You might have a heart attack. You might swallow Drano instead of your normal medicine. I mean, there's all kinds of things that might happen. But again, what does the scripture say? Resist evil with all of your heart, mind, body, and soul. Resist evil. It doesn't say, well, if it doesn't cost you anything, resist. It doesn't say that. Or if the enemy gets you first, you know, they might hurt you. It doesn't say that either. It just says do your own duty, just like General Stonewall Jackson and many other famous generals said, you know, you do your duty. Duty first. Put the consequences in the lap of the Almighty, because that's what he said. That's what I'm here for. I stick closer than a friend. Okay? The only person that's ever truly loved you is the Almighty. We pretend that we do in our relationships and stuff, but we don't even come close to Him. Not even close. Because He's consistent. He will love you from one day to the next, no matter what's going on. His concern, His honesty, and compassion for you never wavers. Whereas people, it wavers all the time. Some people call it a bad hair day, or I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or, you know, you just said that the wrong way and just rubbed me wrong. We always have excuses for why we want to be an asshole, don't we? So the good news is that you got a friend in our Father who never has a bad day. He's always willing to listen. He's always willing to see your point of view. But He also expects obedience. He also expects that you will make an honest attempt of being a righteous individual on a daily basis. He knows you're not perfect, but He does expect you to try. And that's what's wrong with our people today. They're not even trying. They're not even pushing back at all. Shame. Especially the people in this land, in this country, with everything we've been given for 245 years. Actually longer than that, but officially as a country. 245 years? And this is the best showing we can have? France has been in the middle of conflicts and major world wars, and yet it's the French Republican Guard that showed us the way. Little old France over there. Everybody makes fun of the French, but hey, the French yellow vest, gilet jaune, in French, yellow vest, gilet jaune. They're showing the way. Where's our gilet jaune yellow vest over here? Where's the outrage over what these idiots are doing over here? Where is the military in uniform walking away saying, you pieces of shit in Washington aren't worth dying for? Because that's what needs to happen. Leave them out there on their own. They think they're so smart and so powerful. Okay, see how well you do without your Praetorian Guard keeping you safe away from the angry mobs. We'll see how long they last. So anyway, that's all I've got for tonight. I know a lot's going on, and so people's time is at a premium these days. Let me just see if anybody has queued up here. Nope, nobody has. Again, as things come up, I want you to 1488, I wear a World War II Panzer hat. Yeah, I also have a SS helmet that occasionally I'll wear. I've got a regular SA hat and an SS helmet from World War II. We got a caller here. Hold on a minute. Okay,
Hi.
Jennifer, you're on.
Hi. Thank you for
Hi.
the good. Thanks for the show. I tried to get a few people to call in, but people weren't using their phones tonight. They're using the computers. But I
Oh.
wanted to read. Have you ever seen the thing from what's that Schwab? The guy Schwab's first name?
Klaus.
Okay, so there's something, I saved a thing I wanted to read. Did you see a part of his book, what they're saying they're going to do to everybody?
Oh, in that book that he wrote?
Yeah, it was highlighted. A guy named Henrik from Denmark just sent it to me. And let me see if I could get it up. Okay, so this is what it says. If I could make it bigger on here. It said, okay, at least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal, rapid-acting diseases and starvation, energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, then spreading to other races. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than on other continents until the world population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. This guy from Denmark sent me a screenshot of that. So that's I think everybody needs to know that the plan is to get rid of the white population first. And I also read that the spike protein, I don't know if I sent you that, but the spike protein does not affect Ashkenazis or Amish. Did I send you that at some point?
I didn't, if you did, I didn't see it before the show.
Oh no, it was a while back ago. It was
Oh,
from a
no.
it was from an article. Actually, what's her name? Dr. Merrick. One of Sherry Tenpenny's friends pointed that out.
Lee
She read
Merrick.
about it on, yeah, she read about it on a show that the Ashkenazis and the Amish would not be as severely affected like the whites, blacks, and Latinos. So,
well, as far as I know, the Amish are white, so that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. It said in the article that they might have been somewhat related to the Ashkenazis. I don't know how that could be, but I don't think they'd be that brutal. So.
No, I'd have to read it to see what the correlation
is,
because.
Yeah. I'll find that article again, but I didn't want, you know, I always want to talk, but then I don't know what I could, you know, discuss. But the topics tonight were really good. And but as far as the pineal gland, I mean, there were some people saying because they're having the people, you know, put the temperature thing on your pineal gland. And boy, when I found that out, you know, I was going to physical therapy for a few months. And every time I went in there, I said, somebody said, don't let them put it there because that can, you know, do damage to your pineal gland. And I thought, well, shoot, this must be the beginning of the mark of the beast, you know, this was way before the vaccine started, you know, rolling out, you know, where they were doing that. And so I always put out my wrist, you know, and, other than that, I don't know, anything else good to know for tonight?
Well, it's just that, you know, we're, like I said, we're witnessing everything that the prophets told us about. It's unfolding right in front of us. I mean, the assault against the white race is going in full swing. The invasion of our lands with absolutely no control of our borders is happening in every white nation. So this is a Jewish communist insurgency in virtually every white nation, and they're destroying them. Just like they orchestrated the destruction of South Africa. Okay, that was
exactly.
A prosperous white nation that was built by whites. They didn't take it from no damn blacks. There were no blacks in there. It was a barren wasteland when they got there, and they turned it into a paradise with hard labor, and then the blacks started showing up for benefits and for jobs. And they made
right.
it, they actually convinced white people all over the world that somehow the South Africans were guilty of stealing this prosperous, beautiful land from blacks, which is bullshit. I mean,
I know.
100% bullshit. And yet they're doing the exact same thing now to all of the white nations. And
mm-hmm.
so all of them will become exactly like South Africa, where whites are a minority. They're being murdered. They're being raped. They can't get justice. They can't keep their properties and businesses. They're being put upon because the Jews are there in number and have power, and the blacks can't resist Jewish power. They can't. So the Jews basically use the blacks as their whipping boys, and the blacks have no problem putting their onus on the white race, just like they're starting to do here in America already. You walk down the street,
yeah.
and I got friends of mine that have been to businesses and whatnot, and when they've got black people as waiters or tellers or whatever, they're showing their prejudice against the whites because they're buying into all this bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm blessed to be living in New Mexico. I've said this before. I know we have nothing but a leftist governor here, but a lot of people are waking up to all this nonsense. And the population's about 50-50 Hispanic and white, and very few blacks. And they're not turning the Hispanics against the whites yet. Now, they have been trying to rabble rouse the Native Americans over University of New Mexico to go after Don Juan de Oñate's statues and take them down because he came through and cut the legs off of the Acoma or the feet off of the Acoma Indians back, and he was just a brutal, brutal, you know, person. And so they are trying to, you know, create some kinds of issues down there around Albuquerque, but you know, pulling things down, you know. But other than that, things are not like that, you know, in any other part of New Mexico that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then, okay, and then I'm in a group, you know, with the recount on the vote, and they're going to be doing it, you know, nationwide and try to, you know, get Trump in. And I don't think Trump's going to want to come in. I think this whole thing was staged. And I told my friends, I'll do it for Mark. I'll do it for Mark Ronchetti, because Ben Ray Lujan is a long-term politician, and he's in bed. His cousin, they're both in bed with George Soros. So, you know, so I'll do it. You know, I'll help out, because I want to see that fact that Mark Ronchetti did win for Senate. You know, and he's a newscaster here in New Mexico. He's a hunter. You know, he goes hunting, and he's white and a real admirable person. And I, you know, it was such a slim margin with him and Ben Ray. So I have a feeling that's going to flip. But I said to my friend, I go, I'm not doing this for Trump. I know that Trump didn't win New Mexico. But, you know, other than that, you know, I'm here to try to help out where, you know, I see fit. But
mm-hmm.
Anyway, I guess we're going to be sent. It's kind of going to kind of be like being in the census, doing the census, and have to go and check on housing units and see if those properties, you know, have that many people living there. And, you know, and I guess our area is only going to get, my friend Connie and I are going to split it. We're going to have 25 areas to go to through our county, 25 each. So this isn't a very big county. I think we only had 15,000 people, you know, vote that. But it's like to get a sample and then see if they need to go any further. So anyway, so I mean, it gives me something to do, because all I do is sit around with my two cats and hang out in the backyard and work on my garden. And other than that, you know, I travel back and forth to Colorado here and there and to see my son. And as far as it looks, I don't think he got the vaccine yet. I mean, there's a possibility he got one. I don't know. I said we went out to dinner one night, and he offered his plate to me after he ate off of it, and I go, no, you might be shedding, and so he pushed it back to me like he knows what I'm talking about. So I don't think he got it, because they told him since he had COVID that he didn't have to get the shot, you know, because of his antibodies. But he said he was considering it a while back ago, because it's been almost 5 months since he had COVID. But if he did, you know, there's nothing we can do. And it's just I constantly just stress out about it every time I hear something terrible about young people dying from the vaccine. So,
well, you can't live their life for them.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, you know, at some point, that's why Christ said, if you love anything on this earth more than me, you don't deserve me.
Uh-huh.
And I keep trying to remind people of that verse, because especially the ladies out there, because of their attachment to children. But like the father said, you know, children, once they get to the age of accountability, which is 20 years old, they're on their own. They're no different than every other person walking out there after they're 20. So, you know, if they make the decision to go the way of the Antichrist, what are you going to do? You're going to accept them simply because they're related to you?
Right. I tried to convince them not to invest in a house, and he was determined because he's making a lot of money, and I'm like, I don't think this is a good idea, but whatever.
Well, yep. We warn them, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't heed the warning. So it's always been that way.
Right. You know, it might come, if he didn't, it might come a time where he may end up having to move back in with me if he didn't get the vaccine. But
right.
I wouldn't, you know. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I tried to get Laura to be on the, you know, on a conference call, but she's her phone's not working, and she said next time, she promised. So
okay.
I called her before I called in. Okay.
All right. Good.
Well, thanks. God bless.
God bless. You take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's see here. Let me check my queue, and the queue is empty. So, all right, we'll go ahead and close up for tonight. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters all over the earth. We pray that these truths would go out to the ears that are meant to hear it. And we also pray that for your sons and daughters, that they remain steadfast as overcomers, that they will trust you above these antichrists and shoe leather. We also pray for their health and ones that are fighting conditions. And we pray for the awakening to continue. And we pray for the men to learn how to be lions again. Nothing's going to get fixed until men learn how to be men. Our job, just as the young lady says in that film, the men are here to fight, to build, to lead, to conquer, and to explore as righteous warriors, not as bullies, but as righteous warriors. Help us to be that, Father. Waken the men. Turn us into the lions that we should be, like the lions of the Republican Guard when they stood up to that piece of garbage Macron. We need that to be done over and over and over again in all of our lands, and take back control of our lands and kick our enemies out. And the number one enemy of all mankind are these Edomite, Zionist, Talmudic Jews. They are the enemies of all mankind. Help us to be overcomers, Father, and we pray for your coming to be very, very soon. Take the throne and end all this nonsense. This is your world, and we are your children. We ask that you walk with us and guide us. Forgive us our sins and shortcomings, and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.